We received a call about 2:15 of a report of smoke in the Zachary Engineering Building on campus. When the first unit arrived on the scene about 4:20, they reported heavy smoke in one of the stairwells. And what they discovered was a fire in a utility conduit or a pipe chase that runs between floors was causing quite a bit of smoke. This prompted the evacuation of the engineering building. Crews worked for about 2.5 hours before the fire was called under control. The damage was pretty much confined to the pipe chase and a section of the roof of the building. The exact cause of the fire will be under investigation by the University Police Department and the Environmental Health and Safety Division on campus.
You mentioned this was in a conduit between floors. Do you recall which floors?
The fire evidently started somewhere around the third floor, but the pipe chase runs all the way to the roof, so it extended up to the roof.
So somewhere between the third floor and the roof, then?
Right. Third floor and the roof.
Is this going to cause, or I should say, better way to phrase the question, since this is an electrical conduit, my first thinking is, well, there's not going to be electric service available.
Right. The university physical plant feels that the power should be able to be restored to the building without much problem. And I think right now they're saying that the building will be closed till 7 o'clock in the morning, and then they'll resume normal operations.
So the fire was contained to the conduit that did not, I presume,
right.
It's a cinder block structure.
Right, it's a protected shaft that runs all the way from the basement up through the building that allows utilities to be taken to each floor of the building. So it's kind of like, it basically is an open shaft that runs all the way up the building inside.
Because it was an electrical fire, at least that's how it's being identified. That's something you don't typically put water on, is it?
No, typically water and electricity don't mix. So one of the first things we requested is that the university physical plant shut off the power to the building, which they did, which greatly enhances the safety of everybody operating over there.
So the actual damage then would be to that conduit line and what, smoke and haze throughout the rest of the building, but otherwise really not much physical damage?
Right. Really not much fire damage. And when I say conduit, it's not like you think of a piece of metal pipe as a conduit. It's a fairly large shaft that's built into the building that lets various utilities run up and down. There could be electrical, water, gas, service, whatever that runs in this shaft.
It would even be larger than ductwork that we would see.
Oh, yeah. It could be several feet on a side.
But again, as far as the actual damage is concerned, pretty well restricted
right.
to that area.
Right, exactly. It's confined to that utility shaft and some slight damage to the roof.
And then you mentioned there was an evacuation. Nobody injured during that process, and none of your no firefighters injured.
Right. No report of injuries to any civilians or any other responders.
And it was an automatic alarm that triggered this whole series of events?
An automatic alarm and also someone calling in. That happened about the same time because there was visible smoke. And at one point in part of the building, the smoke was fairly heavy. The only thing we're dealing with right now is the carbon monoxide concentration in the building. It's not down to the level we want it to be. As soon as we get some more of that atmospheric change and the CO level down to an acceptable level, then UPD will start their process of letting occupants of the building back in to get out anything that they may need this evening. But other than that, the building is closed except to responders and repair personnel.